Enormous silky sheets hang from ceiling to floor and end to end of the Merwin Gallery at Illinois Wesleyan University. Touched by air, they gently billow with languid sensuality. It's seductive, and it's plastic, a material that artist Tom Rice chose to express his horror and frustration over climate change and environmental degradation. His new show, Extinguishing the Fire, reflects his rising concern for the future.
I started making artwork about it once I realized how the future for my kids looked. And so I started with a series of pieces called Monuments to the Ephemeral, and they were all commemorating geological features like icebergs and glaciers and disappearing things like that. And so the work started out like that. They also included love letters, bits of love letters, and often the love letters were to my kids. So they were about things that were ephemeral, the environment, love, and things that we, you know, unless we're good stewards for, will have problems.
I think it's interesting. You worked in something that was ephemeral, but now you're working in something that is anything but. You're working in plastic, which has quite a lifespan.
Yeah, the plastic itself is made out of natural gas, and so these pieces are about natural gas and oil. And so it is a bit of a contradiction since they are they're about environmental issues.
So why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, it sort of represents how much we are indebted to plastic and fossil fuel products. Our whole foundation of our economy is based on it. And so they are the foundation for these drawings, and so I see it that way. I'm not completely comfortable with making work on the plastic like this, but it is so much a part of what we are and what our existence is. So
the medium is the message.
Medium is the message to some degree, right?
Let's take a closer look at some of your imagery. Here in the middle, we have chaotic imagery of what looks like mushroom clouds and burning oil rigs out in the ocean. And it's, on the one hand, there's a softness with the clouds, but the imagery is still frightening.
Right. So the whole piece is based on Dante's Inferno, or at least, you know, roughly based on it. The text is from Dante's Inferno. Dante divided hell into three sections. One was incontinence, or three types of sin, incontinence, violence, and fraud. And so I decided when I started the piece, I kept calling it the Inferno, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go with this, and I started reading the Inferno again. So this particular section is about violence, and these are all about refinery accidents, train derailments with oil as the cargo, and fracking accidents and things like that. So this one is about violent accidents.
The material against which you paint, it's very, very, very thin. Mm-hmm. How tricky is it to work with this material?
It's hard because it moves around, and depending on the way that the heat in the building is working at the time, it'll flow. I work against the wall, but it isn't always flat against the wall. It keeps moving, and so it is tricky to work on it. And then it always looks different on the wall than it does out in the space the way we're experiencing it now. So I have to sort of guess what it's going to look like because I can only work on a section at a time.
Let's take a look at some more. We have words that are a part of this as well. I see the word over here, fraud.
Fraud, yeah. So fraud, in Dante's Inferno, fraud are the most egregious types of sin. And so I've labeled this one fraud because this one kind of, it shows the effects of climate change. These are all wildfires. And so I was just thinking
this looks like California.
Yeah. This actually, I finished it before this last wildfire season.
So that must have hit you in the gut.
Yeah, I was feeling a little weird about setting this up because I set it up in January and the campfire wildfire was in November. But, you know, we've had seasons like this ongoing. So I wanted this to represent what is happening with the increased temperatures and moisture, less moisture in the air.
How do you source the plastic that you're using for these, shall I call them curtains?
Yeah, they actually, this is essentially that material that you cover your furniture with when you're going to paint your living room or whatever.
I thought it looked like you could get it at Lowe's.
It's pretty much it. It's probably what they make the garbage bags out of as well. So
It's interesting because it's billowing out as we stand here because of the heating and cooling system, and the sound is very soft and a little soothing. Did you factor the sound that these make into your work?
Yeah, in fact, that was one of the first things I noticed about it, because I started using, playing around with the material when I was doing some performance work, and it would just make this wonderful sound, especially when it was recorded. And so I really love the seductive quality of the material. And so it brings you in. I mean, they're really what I consider beautiful and seductive in a way, and yet they have this horrific imagery, and so I like that juxtaposition.
There are artists out there who are working to create works that address the environment, climate change, and so forth. Andy Goldworthy, Chris Jordan. How do you see yourself fitting into that continuum as an artist?
Yeah, Goldsworthy is really an interesting one, because he does a good thing. Although he goes out and messes with the environment, it's never anything that permanently affects it. And he uses only things that he finds. And so I really appreciate that about his work. Because this work is, like we were talking about, it's on plastic, right? Although it will deteriorate, the imagery will deteriorate for sure, and that's something that I'm kind of interested in. The plastic will be here for a while. So in that way, I'm different than Andy Goldsworthy and an artist like that.
So was it important to you that this exhibition happen at a university?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question, because most of the people that react to my work are under 30. They know what they're in for.
They have to bear the brunt of it.
That's right. And so I've been really surprised that whenever I show the work, it ends up being people under 30 that really get it.
How much do you feel, Tom, that art can do with regards to raising awareness? So you're reaching this younger audience. What kind of an impact do you hope to make with your work?
Yeah, I never know how much art can actually change things. And because most of the people that are going to react to this work already have their minds made up, and they're not going to come into my show and be climate change denier and change overnight like that. And so I'm not sure how much that helps, but it does help with the general awareness to keep this in the general public's minds if they have to keep seeing this imagery over and over again. And this is big work. You can't just walk by it.
Is it work that is hard to look at, or is it work that it's hard to look away from?
I'd like to try to make it so you're seduced by it, and then you have to face the content of it, which is about climate change and environmental degradation.
What are your long-term hopes for this installation? That it find a permanent home, or that you eventually fold it up somewhere, or what?
Yeah, they fold up and go into my studio for the most part, but it would be nice for one of these to be in a big space that does have more public access. They're kind of fragile, so they can't go into real public spaces, so they have to be in a space that is somewhat guarded.
It's natural for your work to be shown in an art gallery, but how do you feel about maybe having it shown in a place that has more to do with the environment, something that's geared toward the environment, like at the Sierra Club headquarters?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a really good thing. You know, that would be excellent. I would love that.
That's artist Tom Rice. His show, Extinguishing the Fire, continues at the Merwin Gallery at Illinois Wesleyan University through April 3rd. I'm Laura Kennedy.